Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday. It's 10 minutes after 5 a.m. on this, your favorite morning show. So we have more developments happening now with the school system Christmas musical performances. This story is beginning to get national legs to it. Of course, we had a commentary yesterday that was questioning what in the world is going on. I read last night that Sarah Palin on Facebook made a post about this.
Well, of course.
Well, you have a problem with Sarah Palin?
Why are we even discussing Sarah Palin at this point in time? She should just go back to private life, and we should just not even deal with her.
She has comments and opinions about many things. She's an intelligent person.
Okay.
So you don't like Sarah Palin?
You say so.
So if you had the opportunity to talk to Sarah Palin, you wouldn't do it?
I have no interest in talking to Sarah Palin.
Okay. Anyway, so this
is... a former beauty queen, Tom.
Sarah's a very, very nice person. So really, if you had a chance to talk, you wouldn't do it.
I have no interest in hearing anything that Sarah Palin has to say. We've heard all we need to hear from Sarah Palin.
Okay. All right. Let me hang on. I got to write that down. All right. Anyway, so there's a lot of things that we've got going on. The big thing is that the superintendent of schools, Mrs. Williams, has been involved in meetings. She is meeting with the West High School choral director today, Mr. Book.
You can only imagine how this meeting goes. How many years have you worked here?
You think it's going to be kind of like Don Corleone walking into the room?
How big is that pension that you're expecting when you retire in a few years?
What exactly is it that you're trying to do to the family?
Here's my question. What is the controversy now? What is the hubbub all about? The school system is saying that they never put the restriction of one secular or five secular songs to one Christian song. They say that never happened.
That's half true. Yeah, well, the lawyer who gave them advice on this issue said that that was one of the ways, in his opinion, to pass constitutional muster.
But it was never policy of the district.
Well, the emails that we received showed that comment in the emails. Am I correct? That was one of the things that was distributed to us. That was also apparently distributed to other people. So when you have a school board lawyer make a suggestion, if you're one of the rank and file school board employees, you take that as this is what you ought to do.
Actually, I disagree with that. I mean, a lawyer is called a counselor. A lawyer gives you legal advice.
Right. Okay, well, let me
now,
rephrase.
A school board member can say, look at the neighboring school districts. Look at the D.C. Right. Everest School District, the Stevens Point. They don't seem to have this problem that you're addressing to us.
Okay.
Are they exposed, in your opinion, are they exposed to lawsuits? The lawyer says, well, yeah, in my opinion, yes.
Okay, let me rephrase what I was saying in a different way. If you got a memo from the chief honcho of our company, and in that memo was a quote from his attorney that said, I suggest this is how you resolve the problem, would you, as the employee, take that to mean the boss wants it done this way?
If the boss says we're following my lawyer's advice, well, then we're following his lawyer's advice. Sure.
See, that's what I'm saying is I think there are some that read this memo that we all got a copy of that showed the attorneys making this suggestion, and they took it as gospel, saying, oh, well, if the bosses are sending this email to me and it says this in there from a lawyer, well, maybe this is what I ought to do.
Well, this is another reason why it should have gone to the school board, because then you would have a full board that could question their lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, we think the community is going to disagree with this. Are there other options? Are there things other school districts have done to avoid this contract? And the answer to all that is yes.
And the other thing that has not been answered yet, and correct me if I'm wrong, and this, I believe, is the crux of the matter, where did this change start? Where did the complaint come from? Who is it that made the decision that this had to change?
It appears, and again, this is not for certain, that this is a little bit of speculation, it appears there is no complaint. It appears that this is an internal staff initiative.
Right.
Well, we should find out tonight. There's the special meeting at Wausau East Auditorium at 6:30
tonight. That's tomorrow.
Thursday. The meeting with the school superintendent and the school choral teacher is today. That is supposed to be happening. So there's a lot of meetings and a lot of this and a lot of that. Not a lot of information. And this is a missed opportunity, I believe, because, like I just said, this story is getting national attention. This story is making its way into the major news outlet feeds. And
don't they have enough to talk about? They got the government shutdown. They got the debt ceiling.
Come on, baby. The news cycle moves fast. We need more material. This is fine for more material.
What government shutdown? There was the anti-immigration rally on the mall yesterday. What shutdown? Everything's fine. The government's working at 83% capacity. Let me ask you this. How has the government shutdown affected you?
It hasn't affected me at all.
I've blogged about this. Mm-hmm. If I was not doing the job that I do now, where I read news stories and have access to news media, whatever, if I was just at home on vacation, no contact with anyone, I would not have known.
But it has affected the thousands and thousands of people who work in the government, work in the military, families of the military. All kinds of people are affected by this.
All going to get their pay. They're all going to get retro. They're not. They may get it late, but they're getting their funds.
If you're not in that back pay category, which government workers are, this is a great time to assess how dependent you are on the government and whether or not that's a good thing or not.
And as we go to break, here's the other thing to think about. Government workers are going to get their back pay, but what about these private businesses who have had their driveways and parking lots and access roads closed that they're not allowed to conduct private business? Are they going to get back pay?
Well, they could send their bills to John Boehner, and maybe he'll take care of them for them.
Let's see what happens. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Be right back.
Saturday and Sunday and again on Thursday, and don't forget Monday. There's high school football on Friday night and lights, but there ain't no football here on Tuesday night. Well, Brad, what the hell are we gonna watch? There's a whole world of TV on Tuesday night, boys. Well, there's toddlers and tiaras, or say yes to the dress, fashion police and hair fabulous, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Amish Mafia, Pawn Stars, Bad Girls Club, Miami, TMZ, or Storage Wars, Donut Showdown, Extra, Teen Mom, Two Man versus Food, House Hunters, Inc., Masters, Excess, Hollywood, Rizzoli and Isles, or The Price is Right, 'cause there ain't no football on Tuesday night.
Or Wednesdays either.